April 1992. Chapter 1. The Night Before. It was 11:20 p.m. on election night, Thursday the 9th of April 1992. In Buckingham Palace, the Queen was in bed, watching television with her dog, Harris. Harris closed his eyes.
"Are you bored with the election, my darling?" asked the Queen, stroking Harris's back.
Harris barked angrily at the television. The Queen took the remote control and turned the volume down. As the result for Oxford was declared, the Queen wondered who would win the election, the Conservative Party or the Labour Party. She didn't really mind which party won because both parties supported the monarchy.
"Good night, Harris," said the Queen, taking off her glasses and pressing the off button on the remote control.
As she fell asleep, the Queen wondered what would happen to her and her family if a Republican government were elected. It was the Queen's worst nightmare. When Jack Barker, the leader of the People's Republican Party, won the election and became Prime Minister, his first job was to go to Buckingham Palace and order the Queen to abdicate.
"You will all be given new homes," he told the royal family, who had been called to the palace that morning. "I won't tell you yet where you're going, but I can say that you'll all be in the same street on a council estate, with working-class people as next-door neighbours."
"Will I get a house of my own, Mr. Barker, or must I share with my daughter and her husband?"
the Queen Mother asked.
"You'll get a pensioner's bungalow," said Jack Barker. "You're entitled to one as an ordinary citizen of this country."
"A bungalow? Good. Going up and down stairs is difficult for me," said the Queen Mother. "Will my employees be living with me in the house?"
Jack Barker laughed.
"You don't seem to understand," he said. "There'll be no employees, no dressers, no cooks, secretaries, cleaners or chauffeurs."
Turning to the Queen, he said, "You'll have to go and help your mum sometimes, but she'll probably be entitled to Meals on Wheels. These are meals which are delivered to pensioners who can't leave their houses to do their own shopping." The Queen Mother looked quite happy to hear this.
"So I'll have enough food," she said. "I won't be hungry."
"Under the People's Republican Party, nobody in Britain will be hungry," said Jack Barker. "Here's a list of what you can take with you."
The Queen looked at the list, then said,
"Mr. Barker, there is no mention of dogs here."
"One per family," said Jack Barker.
"Can we take the horses?" asked Charles.
"How would you keep a horse in a council house garden?" asked Jack Barker.
"Sorry, I wasn't thinking," replied Charles.
"Clothes aren't on the list," said Diana shyly.
"You won't be needing much, just the basic things," said Jack Barker. "You won't be making personal appearances any more, will you?"
Princess Anne went and stood next to her father.
"Thank God for that," she said. "At least something good has come out of this situation. Are you all right, Dad?"
Prince Philip had been in a state of shock since he had heard the election results on TV the night before. A policeman knocked on the door and then came into the room.
"They're calling for you, sir," he said to Jack Barker.
"Don't call me sir," Jack Barker said angrily. "I'm just Jack Barker, right?"
He turned to the royal family.
"We're going out onto the balcony," he said.
On the balcony, Jack looked down at the people surrounding the palace. The area below him was crowded with thousands of people. He was now responsible for their food, their education, their sanitation, and finding the money to pay for it all. Could he do it? How long would they give him to prove himself? The crowd was shouting,
"Jack! Jack! Jack! Jack!"
As the ex-royal family came out onto the balcony, the crowd booed. The Queen Mother smiled and waved her hand as she always did. She was too old to change now. She wanted a gin and tonic, even though she didn't usually drink before lunchtime. But this was a special day. When they left the balcony, she would ask Mr. Barker if he could give her a strong drink. One of the Republicans then gave Jack Barker a large bag, and Jack took the Queen's crown from it. The crown was heavy and full of diamonds. Jack Barker held the crown over his head so that everyone could see it. He then threw it into the crowd below. The Queen watched in horror as people fell to the ground looking for the diamonds which had fallen from the crown.
"Now wave goodbye," said Jack Barker.
The ex-royal family waved, each remembering happier times. Then they turned and went inside. What would their future be like? Nobody knew.